And good evening, Viking fans, and welcome to Martin Stadium. We are live here tonight as the Lounge High Vikings get ready to take on the Mount Zion Bulldogs, and it's going to be a great night here at Martin Stadium as the Vikings come in 4-1 on the season, as well as the Bulldogs coming in 2-2 on the season, and that's where we stand right now against a really good football team from Region 4, 6A, and we'll see what we've got tonight as the Vikings are nearing that, you know, getting ready to the point to get into the region playoffs, the region games coming up in the next few weeks. We're going to take a five-minute break here on the Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by the Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. When we come back, we're going to talk about our impact players of the night, as well as get an idea of down on the field from Marty Rogers, and we'll have Taylor Biddle here in the booth with me. We'll be back after this five-minute break on the Lounge Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by the Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. And welcome back to Martin Stadium and the Lounge Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by the Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. I'm Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle. Marty Rogers is down on the field, and it's our pleasure to bring you the Countdown to Kickoff as we look at the impact players, all the different things going on around the field tonight. The Bulldogs of Mount Zion High School out of Jonesboro, Region 4, 6A, comes in with a 2-2 record. And Taylor, it's going to be a great night tonight for a football game for the Vikings. It's homecoming.
Homecoming.
We haven't talked about that. Yeah.
Homecoming. A lot of distractions tonight. We don't need them to be distracted away from the football field because this Mount Zion team, I imagine they came down the super slab and they want to play football tonight. Just my guess. And if we're too distracted and think we're going to walk away with this game, they might have something else to say about that. So we want to definitely come out ready to play and play. Let's play four quarters of football tonight. How many times this year have we not played four full quarters of football?
Yeah, and it's one of those situations. We play two, lay out in the third, and then we got to really come back in the fourth to try and make that up so that we don't lose a game. Last week, of course, against Newton Ram's a very good football team. We seemed to lull ourselves to sleep in the third quarter. Had to come back in the fourth, made some stupid mistakes, obviously, as Coach McPherson has said. But just overall, you know, it's a good football team, but you're right. I'd like to see them play four full quarters.
35 is not our number either this season, it
yeah,
sounds like.
Yeah, it's not our.
Looks like we do have our good friend, our fellow broadcaster, Marty Rogers, is back with us. He's down on the field. What you got for us, Marty?
Hey, guys, welcome. Welcome to you. Hey, back to you. Good to see you all, I guess, and welcome back to me. But it's great to be back. Really miss you guys last week. Sat by the pool and even walked down and put my toes in the Pacific Ocean while I listened to you guys. You guys did a great job. Didn't miss me at all, I could tell.
Uh-huh.
But great win. Hated not being here. I know you probably don't believe that. I really was enjoying myself, but I hated not being here. I miss these guys. I love with these young men and see the excitement on their faces when they win. I know that was a big win for them last week over a very, very good Newton football team, and I hated not being here. But, guys, hey, that's last week's over. I'm back. We got to put Hawaii, got to put Newton behind us, play some football tonight. We got an interesting game tonight against the Mount Zion team from Jonesboro. Just talked with their acting. He's going to be the active acting head coach tonight. Their head coach, Kevin Bull Jones, did not make the trip. No word on that as far as region. We just know he's not here. So we'll get a word with their offensive coordinator and acting head coach, Coach Russ, here in a little bit. And try to find out a little bit about their team.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. It's kind of awkward. We have no idea what happened. Marty may try to find out exactly, but hopefully it's not health-related for the coach of the Bulldogs. So anytime you don't have your head coach, your head man, it's going to be different.
Yeah, and you wonder what maybe happened there. I mean, but we're not going to speculate because we just don't know. But obviously he doesn't make the trip. There's a good football team going to play on this field tonight for the I keep going to call them Jonesboro Bulldogs, but they're from Jonesboro.
Mount Zion.
Mount Zion Bulldogs.
There's a couple of Mount Zions, I believe. So
yeah, there are.
They're
and there is a Jonesboro football team as well. So I've been making that mistake all week long.
Yeah, but guys, this team actually beat Jonesboro in the first game of the year this year. It was a big win. That's kind of their rival. But there's also Mount Zion over in Carroll. I did about 30 minutes of research today on the coach from Mount Zion and Carrollton. And they're really the wrong team. So there is two Mount Zions, actually. I think T, and the other one is spelled out M-O-U-N-T. But they're 2-2 is their record. They've kind of been hot and cold all year, a little inconsistent, but they've had a couple big wins, and then, of course, had a couple tough losses. I think they lost by 3 and by 10.
Yeah, wow. And then they had a big blowout against Drew. So this is a team that can run hot and cold against one team. They only got 35 yards of total offense in the first quarter. That was one of those games you look at and you go, wow, what really happened to them? That was against Drew. They got beat by Drew. They blew out the team. That was Morrow, 38-0. They lost to Drew, 23-13. Drew had not won a game until they played against Mount Zion last week, and they won that game. But Drew held them to 35 yards of offense in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a lot of offensive production.
No, it's not.
So, you know, I think they've made a little bit of changes from what I understand, from what we might have saw on some huddle film with their quarterback. May see a couple different looks tonight for them. But, you know, these guys have got some athletes. Don't fool yourself. Coach Mack talked about it on the Randy McPherson Coaches Show Tuesday night. He really stressed that we've got to play disciplined football, and we've got to play good Lowndes football tonight. Because these guys have got some athletes, and they got ability to beat us if we don't watch out.
Yeah, when we get into our impact players, we'll talk about those and talk about the number of players they've had at the quarterback position this year so far. And as I said, they're 2-2, so only 4 games. And we'll talk about the number of players that have lined up behind center for this Bulldog team. We'll talk about some of the defensive players. I think as much talent as they have offensively, they have it on the defense as well. This is a team a lot of guys will play both ways, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Marty, what do you? I know you're right there in front of those Bulldogs. What are you seeing down there from size-wise and intensity level of that Bulldog team out there warming up?
Guys, a lot like I was just saying, they're, you know, it's kind of a typical Clayton County, Henry County, South Atlanta team. A lot of athletes still trying to figure out and learn how to win. This was a team that the first 15 years they were in existence, they had 9 winning seasons. So they were a pretty good football team there, went to the playoffs some. The coach that started their program left after 15 years, and since then they've really kind of trying to find their way. They had a couple seasons where they only won 1 or 2 games, and then, of course, 3 years ago Coach Jones came in and trying to bring that winning mentality back. He's slowly building a program there, but they've got athletes. You look at them, I mean, I'm lined up here watching this kid punt, and he's very athletic looking. Several of them, they've got some size to them, got some speed. We've got to get out early, because these teams right here, you've got to score early. You can't let them stick around, because they're athletic enough that once they start believing and start sticking with you, then they can really make a ball game out of this. So we need to come out hot tonight and get off to a quick start.
Well, we talked about the Bulldogs and what kind of team they are, but across the other side, our Vikings. They have grown over these last 5 games, 4-1. Of course, losing the home opener, the opener. But since then, they just seem to have been taken off. They're doing such a great job. We're going to get Marty down there with the offensive coordinator. As soon as you're ready, Marty, go ahead and break in, as we said. So go ahead, Marty.
Hey, guys. The offensive coordinator and acting head coach tonight, Coach Russ. Coach, thanks for taking a minute to speak with us. Coach, your team's 2-2 coming into tonight's ball game. Talk to us a little about the play of your team up to this point, and how would you assess their play so far?
We've been up and down. We've had some success doing some things early on in games. Right now, like I said, we're playing some young guys. We've had some injuries and things. We're just kind of adjusting on the fly. I think this right now would be a good measuring stick going against a good team like Lowndes, and just kind of measure to see where we are. And coming down to South Georgia, just the South Georgia football and that atmosphere. So hopefully our guys are ready to come out tonight, you know, put forth a good effort and, you know, have some fun and see what happens from there.
Absolutely, Corson. You're an offensive guy. You're an offensive coordinator. You've got multiple weapons offensively. I know tonight you're looking at possibly playing 2 quarterbacks. Talk to us a little bit about what's your offensive philosophy, and who are some of the guys that we need to watch on the offensive side of the ball.
Absolutely, we're not a very big team, but we're pretty fast. So our goal is to get on the edge and let our guys just get on the edge and outrun some people and make some plays from there. Of course, and me, I'm being a former receiver, so I'm going to want to throw the ball around some, and you know, let guys like DeMaje Carter and Lennox Copeland. Those are some of our receivers that are getting some looks, and then our back, Emmanuel Carter, who's a 4-4 guy. So we want to get him on the edge anytime we can, and you know, try and let him take one to the house.
Absolutely. You mentioned you're a former receiver. Guy looks like he might could strap it up and still play. Where'd you play at?
I played at Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia. So you know, just coming back home and working with these guys, and from Florida originally, so you know, this is South Georgia feel, and it's just like the atmosphere is great here tonight. So hopefully our guys are ready to go and make something happen.
Absolutely. Now, Of course, flipping over to the other side of the ball, you are offensive coordinator, but of course, the head coach, Coach Jones, had a defensive background, had a stint there at Lovejoy as defensive coordinator. I think they went to the state championship a couple times as he was defensive coordinator. But talk to us about your defense. Who are the leaders on that side of the ball, and what are the keys to stop Lounge tonight?
The keys are, guys, like I said, we're not a big team, but we're going to use our speed. We're going to be aggressive. You know, Coach Jones, he's a man, you know, off man, press man. He's going to cover zero. So we're going to be aggressive. Guys like Roman Victor and Tyree Leonard, those are some of our guys up front, to get some pressure on the quarterback and let our back end guys try and make some plays for us as well. So our goal is to be aggressive. We're going to be aggressive. They got a great quarterback over here and a receiver, Xavier Jenkins. So, I mean, we got our hands full tonight, but hopefully our guys are up for that challenge. And, you know, we look forward to it. Be the best man win.
Absolutely. And, of course, and you talk about the experience of South Georgia football. It's a long trip for your team. Talk to us a little bit. How is that experience? How valuable is that, and how does that pay off when it comes here when you play in region?
I think it was good. We got on the road early. We got on early this morning, so we get them down here. They get adjusted to the heat a little bit. It's definitely the humidity and everything. We got them an early lunch. Got them a walkthrough over not too far from about 20 miles away, so they could just kind of start getting into that mindset. Yeah, it's going to feel a little different down here, and the heat and just getting hydrated and stuff like that. Stay off your feet as much as possible because, I mean, it's going to be 48 minutes of, you know, it's going to be a tough one. So just, I think this is going to be a great experience just to see a different type of football from what they may be seeing. Just a different atmosphere, and just that feel is going to be different for them. So I think they're excited for it. I think they're ready for it. And like I said, we'll see what happens from there.
Appreciate you talking with us. Good luck tonight and the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloge Body Works coaches interview. We've got about 40 minutes until kickoff. We're going to take a two-minute break. You're listening to the Lounge High Countdown to Kickoff on 99.5 Kick Country.
And welcome back to the Beanery Countdown to Kickoff, also brought to you by Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. And it's time now to start talking about some of our impact players tonight, Taylor.
Yeah, it's one of my most favorite segments. I hope the listeners enjoy that. We try to lay it out for you, who to keep an eye on. Some of these teams we may not be familiar with, so when they come into play, the Vikings, we want to, you know, some guys for you to key on. So I'm going to start tonight offensively for the Mount Zion Bulldogs. I can't go any further than one of the guys that the coach mentioned there, number 11, Emmanuel Clark. He's their running back, 5'9", 182-pound senior. He's one of their leaders. Coach said it just a minute ago, he's fast. How fast? 4.4 fast. Ran the 40, he's clocked in a 40, running a 4.4 time. So the guy's got field awareness too, from what I understand. Watching him on some huddle film, he's really a playmaker. And he can do some things with the football when he gets in his hands, not just running it, receiving it too, when he running him out to the flats. The offensive coordinator for them said that he wants to get the ball in his playmaker's hands. Number 11, Emmanuel Clark's one of those guys.
Well, I started to look tonight at really all of the quarterbacks, and that seems funny to say all of the quarterbacks, but tonight we've been told number 6, Corey Turner's going to play, main start tonight. We could see number 14, Glass, as well as number 8, Ernest Fortson, and then Jumanji Carter, also number 3. As we did our work this week, taking a look at some of the players, and at the huddle film, I saw every one of those guys under center. And you just don't know which one's going to come out there. They all have different strengths. Some can run, some can throw. We don't have a lot of stats on them. Only one game of stats was loaded up. But this is a team that's really versatile. When you can use that many guys at quarterback and you feel comfortable, that's going to be who I'm going to keep an eye on, is that quarterback position tonight, no matter who gets under center.
Guys, I'm going to start all the looking out wide, watching them warm up. This is the first throw they've done. They just took their first throw for warm-ups, and the ball went to number 3, Demaje Carter. He's going to be my impact player for the Mount Zion Bulldogs. He's only a junior. He's 5'10", 150 pounds, so he's not the biggest guy. But, guys, they talk about his athleticism and quickness. He is a two-way player. He will play offense and defense. Of course, he's starting out during warm-ups here on the offensive side, and he is truly an athlete with a lot of speed. So I look to watch him tonight and him make some plays for Mount Zion.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over, if you need to get Coach Mack at any time, Marty, feel free to do that for us, break in any time. I'm going to flip over trying to defend that offense for Lounge defense. This is a name we've talked about a long time around here, and he's really getting some reps. Marty, looks like you got Coach. Go ahead.
I do got Coach Mack. Thanks, Taylor. And, guys, or Coach Mack, thank you so much for talking with us, Coach. I hate that I missed last week, but I understand you had a big win. You're halfway through the year. You got a four-game winning streak, team 4-1 overall. How would you assess or how would you grade your team's play so far halfway through the year?
I think we're improving each week, you know. I think the kids are playing hard. I think we play better, though. You know, I really do.
Absolutely. And, of course, Coach, offensively, you're averaging 39.2 points per game. Behind a very balanced offense, you've rushed it for 902, you've thrown it for 987. How important is that balance, and how have you been able to achieve it so far?
Well, you know, we got a set of plays that we run, you know. It's not real fancy, and, you know, we try to make them work and whatever. Usually we try to find something in the air that works and something on the ground, and so far it's been pretty good, you know. We need to control the football tonight. We need to protect it. We don't need to turn it over and do all that crazy stuff like we did last week in at Parkview. We got
absolutely 2 weeks in a row now. You have kind of let them back in the game late due to some turnovers and play. And that's one thing I was going to ask you about is defensively. You've played really well at times, but you haven't quite been consistent. I mean, look at the last four games. You've had two shutouts in two games where you gave up 34 points. Talk to us about how are you planning on being more consistent defensively?
Well, we got to get lined up, and we got to play the game. You know, our mistakes last week were just kind of mental mistakes. You know, leaving this guy open, not doing this, not doing that. You know, we the bottom line is, Marty, we can play better on both sides of the ball, and it needs to start tonight.
Absolutely, Coach. And of course, tonight is homecoming. What do you say to your team, and how do you deal with the distractions of homecoming? Do you say anything at all? Do you focus on it or something, or you just ignore it? How do you deal with the distractions of homecoming?
Kid, the homecoming is for the fans. You know, the game's for the team. The homecoming's for the fans and the people. The last thing we want to do is come out here and lose a homecoming.
Absolutely, of course. You homecoming game tonight is Mount Zion of Jonesboro. The Bulldogs come in here 2-2. What have you seen on the film, and what do you expect the key to the game tonight to be?
They're a very athletic team. You know, controlling the ball on offense is one of them. Playing really sound defense, getting after it. I think the most physical team will win. You know, we just got to play our game. We got to play better.
Absolutely. Good luck.
Marty, thank you for that Deloach Body Works coach's interview as we look down on the field. We'll continue with our impact players.
Yeah, we were on Lowndes defense. I'm going to look at number 90, Elgin Griffin, defensive lineman, 6'2", well into over 200 pounds for that young man. 19 tackles. He's our third leading tackler on the season. 19 for him. He's got 3 for a loss, and he's got 1 sack. One of the coaches last week referred to him, or last week or 2 weeks or so, referred to him and Holmes as two of the guys that he wished he could pack up on the bus and take him back home with him. We got to be able to stop them at the line of scrimmage. We win that battle on both sides of the line, you probably got a good chance of winning the football game. We've proven that with the protection that we've given offensively. Defensively, if we can win the line of scrimmage, starting with Elgin Griffin, we're going to have a good chance to win the ball game.
I'm going to stay on that defensive side. I'm going to take a look at one of our linebackers. We talk about so many of them in so many different positions. It's kind of sexy to be the cornerback and do all that stuff, but that linebacker, that guy in the middle, the guy that really just gets in there, eats up all the time. Number 44, Tommy Owen, the second leading tackler on this team. He's got 15 unassisted tackles, 27 total on the season, just behind Jeff Davis. 3.5 tackles for loss. That's a 7-yard loss on those. And this guy that's just there in the middle, just eating things up, and when that defensive line blocks everybody on the offensive line and the running back gets through, he's going to run into number 44, Tommy Owens. He is my impact player tonight for the Vikings. Number 44, Tommy Owens.
Hey, before we go to Marty, I just want to make an observation. Marty, you were right there looking at it too. Their kicker just kicked about a 45-yard field goal with no problem whatsoever. I mean, just like a two-step drop, and it went about 10 yards over the post, so they got a good kicking game so far. Marty, sorry to interrupt, brother.
No, you're right. He does have a leg. I was watching him as well. He's stepping in, just does it kind of effortlessly too. But guys, looking at our defense tonight, I'm gonna go with number 34, Will Tolbert. He's one of our leading tacklers. He's got 19 overall, 10 unassisted and 9 assisted, 4.5 tackles for loss. Will is a big kid at 6'4", 200 pounds. I guess I should call him young man at that size instead of a kid. But Will is one of our leaders on that defense. He's kind of a quiet kid. He kind of leads by his play, but certainly the other players look to him. He's a 2-year starter now. I look for Will to make a lot of plays tonight. He's really gotten better, I thought, every game this year, making more and more plays each and every week. But I look for him to have a big game tonight against this Mount Zion team. I think he's going to be all over the field. But outside linebacker number 34, Will Tolbert, is my impact player for the Vikings defense.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over to the offensive side of the ball for the Lowndes High Vikings, this is a guy that I've really come liking to. Number 13, Tavon Kyle, 6 foot, 150-pound junior. He's one of our leading receivers on the season, 11 receptions for 237 yards and 2 touchdowns. This young man is really smooth after the catch. I like yak yards for him, yards after catch. He really has an ability to get upfield. He understands where he is on the field and progressing upfield after the catch. Tavon Kyle, number 13, keep an eye on him tonight. I expect a big game out of that young man.
Well, I'm going to look at the running back, number 21, J.D. Lee. He's going to be my impact player tonight. Tisdale has been having all the glamour here lately, but J.D. Lee just gets out there, and he is the workhorse on this team. Not very big, only 5'6", 170 pounds, but he can get up inside. He hits it hard. I'm telling you, this is a guy that we got to keep an eye on, number 21, J.D. Lee, week in and week out. He's going to be my impact player tonight.
Bill, and I'm going to piggyback on that just a little bit and say that J.D. Lee also, I think, is probably our best blocker. When it's third and one, typically J.D. Lee is in the game, whether we're handing it to him or he's blocking for Michael Barrett. But J.D. Lee certainly is a leader on that offense for us. But, guys, you can talk to just about anybody on our offense as being impact, but it's hard to talk about our offense and not start with number one, Michael Barrett. He's 6 foot, a junior, first full year of starting at quarterback. He's our leading rusher through five games with 100, that's his net. I think he's gained 320 plus a few sacks in there that backed it up some. But last year our leading rusher was Austin Dixon, our quarterback. Michael Barrett's kind of stepped in and filled that role. I think Austin had more called and designed runs through through five games of the season. Michael's doing it on fewer carries and just doing it, when occasionally, not as many design runs. But he's also thrown for 903 yards. I can't even read my own hand right here. Last week he was 15 of 18 for 248 yards and 2 TDs, throwing the ball, 10 rushes for 112 just last week. So had his best game of the year last week. His completion percentage is getting higher and higher. His decision making is getting better. Michael Barrett's having a heck of a year, and he's the reason we're on a offensively. But my impact player for the Vikings offense is number one, Michael Barrett.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over, trying to defend that Lowndes High offense, I'm going to go with number 44, Justin Darnell for the Bulldogs. He is 5'7", 180 pounds. That's what he's listed on the roster. Middle linebacker, plays some outside linebacker as well. The stats we do have against Morrow, he had a forced fumble and he had 3 tackles in that game, solo tackles. This guy at the linebacker position, if you think about that RPO position, that read pass option, yep. Linebackers are very critical in that. They got to be able to read that. You know, your defensive ends, outside linebacker guys, what are they doing? They biting in on the run, or are they, you know, playing the edge and making them give it to the running back? How were they able to get their hands up? You know, maybe playing spy on the quarterback. Keep an eye on that young man tonight, number 44, Justin Darnell.
For the Mount Zion Bulldogs, defensively, I'm going to watch number 15, Roman Victor. We heard the offensive coordinator talk about him. He does play some offense, but defensively, he's that outside linebacker. He's a guy that he doesn't put his hand on the ground. He'll be in the linebacker spot, but he'll come up and play what looks like a defensive end spot as well. He'll get around the corner. He gets after the ball carrier. He gets after the quarterback. He's got a motor that's running all the time. So you need to keep an eye on number 15, Roman Victor, a senior, 6'3", 210 pounds. He'll be my impact player for the Mount Zion Bulldogs.
Guys, looking at their defense, warm up, stuff. I haven't really researched their recruiting much, but number 7, Lennox Copeland, he's a senior, he's 6'2", listed as 187, and I think that's a little low for him, but he is a big kid, very, very athletic guy. He's a strong safety for him, also will play some receiver, but he looks the part, guys. He is their best looking athlete they've got on the field. He certainly meets the eye test, but he, talking to their coaches, he will play both ways. But defensively, he really roams the field back there in that strong safety position. He'll come up against the run some. He'll be back against the pass. But he certainly definitely looks the part, and according to the coaches, is one of their leaders on their defense.
Thank you, Marty. That wraps up our Deloach Body Works Impact segment. If your vehicle has been an impact, please choose Deloach Body Works. We've got about 25 minutes until kickoff. You're listening to the Lowndes High Countdown to Kickoff here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back after this two-minute break.
And welcome back to Martin Stadium. This is the Lowndes Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by The Beanery. Skillfully roasted, artfully blended. Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. And it's just a great night out here. I know that one of the things we always talk about, Taylor, kind of what the weather looks like. I woke up this morning, 68 degrees. I mean, I know that's not fall weather, but compared to what we've been waking up to, it felt a little fall-like tonight.
Yeah, 84 84 at the moment, and it looks like it may get down to in the mid-70s by the end of this game. So, yeah, it's going to be good weather tonight for us, no rain in the forecast. We're starting to get into real football weather. You know, it's not quite the football weather we want to be in, that really bone-chilling cold weather. But it's reasonable. It's been real good all year.
Yeah, it really has. I know one of the things that I always kid about, because I do Lowndes baseball, is I start football in shorts. I start baseball in jackets. I mean, it's just kind of a weird little thing the way it lines up. I know, Marty, you've been experiencing some great weather.
Absolutely, guys. Of course, the weather in Honolulu is temperature-wise, is very, very similar to here, but you get a good breeze, and that's what I was just going to say. Is down on the field, it's a little warmer tonight than it has been, and there's no breeze whatsoever. You look at the flag, it's not even moving. And you get down here on the field between the stands and all, it really is a little steamier than we've been. Of course, nothing as hot as that first game this year when it was just plain miserable. But this is one of the warmer, steamier games we've had in the last several weeks.
And, you know, last week, Marty, in your absence, that the flags were blowing pretty handily at times last week. It didn't really play that big of a factor on kickoffs and stuff like that I noticed. Great job by Eric Paulo last week.
He was named the special teams player of the week.
That's right. That young man really saw his starting role slip from him, and because of an injury to Tyson Shaw, he stepped in and put three of his kickoffs in the end zone.
Yeah, I want to tell all our fans, be sure and go by our website, thevikingvoice.com. That's thevikingvoice.com. You can go to our Coaches Show page, find our link to our YouTube page, and we've got those interviews last night, or Tuesday night, uploaded last night, so you can go and watch those interviews with the four impact players for the Players of the Week last week.
And better yet, come out Tuesday night to the Coaches Show and watch them in person, get to meet these guys or listen to us on the radio. But that is when we announce the Players of the Week. It's always a great time. And guys, we had some good ones last week. And we're going to need a big game out of some Vikings tonight, too. It was great for Eric Paulo. I was happy for him because we have had some kind of up and down areas in our kicking game. It was Eric's to begin with. He came out. I heard he had three touchbacks, I believe. Good night for him. It's tough kicking in a game when there is no wind. It's tough. You know, we all talk about when there is wind, but when it's hot and steamy like this, sometimes the air is thick and it's hard to get, you know, kick it deep. But we'll be interesting to see how he does tonight.
Marty, also last week we were missing our starting center,
Palmer Henderson had a mild concussion, so they held him out. But the offensive line really gelled and molded together very well.
Yeah, I want to go down to Marty. We've got a special guest here, the head coach of our ninth grade, undefeated ninth grade team. That team's real special. Let's go down to Marty.
Absolutely, guys. I just wanted to grab a quick word with the 4-0 ninth grade head football coach, Coach Steve Holley. Of course, Coach, you had a big win yesterday. Talk to us a little bit about that win over Valdosta, 28-14. I know you're proud of your guys.
No doubt. They come to work every day and been getting better and better. They're committed to Lowndes football. They play hard on defense. They'll strike you. They fly around. Offensively, we got some playmakers. Run the ball hard. We can stretch the field sideways throwing the ball. You know, they're just a good group to be around, and they work hard every day.
Coach, I know you probably don't want to leave anybody out, but just give us a few names. Who are some of the players who've excelled so far that four games through the season?
You know, defensively for us, Devon Lane and Gary Osby, inside linebackers. Our secondary played lights out yesterday. Caleb Roberts, Josh Brown, Brandon Brown, and then Getty Brown and Tony Wiseman at the secondary. Those guys have been playing really well for us. Mordon has been playing well on the offensive side along with a group of running backs we play by committee, so they've been doing a good job.
Coach, thank you. Hey, good luck. Who you got next week, Coach?
We got Tipton the next 2 weeks, and we're going to try to finish the deal out.
Good luck. Good luck. Thank you, Coach.
Hey, a lot of this ninth grade team was on that Lowndes Middle School team that went undefeated. So these boys have gone 3 consecutive years and then 4 games into this year in his ninth grade team and have not lost the ball game. So the cupboard may not be as bare as you think.
Well, one of the things we talk about with Coach McPherson is we talk about the ninth grade, we talk about the B team or junior varsity. Sometimes if the junior varsity wins or loses, it's no big deal, because that's really just a hodgepodge of guys that need some playing time that coaches want to take a look at. The ninth grade, that's a cohesive unit that's going to flow forward. Some of them are going to hang out and stay in the junior varsity next year. Some of them are going to move to that varsity level as sophomores next year.
We're going to see some of them this year. You know, after the next two ball games, it's not unlike Coach Mack. I remember it a couple years back. He'll bring a ninth grader in after they're done playing if he's hot in the season. You know, we get into region play, and it's somebody that they haven't seen on film, a number they're not used to seeing.
Yeah.
Think about that. Put him in, put them in, whoever it is, let them play.
Well, that's one thing that Coach McPherson has always done. He's always given those ninth graders an option. When their season is done, they can hang the cleats up, go on with class, no hard feelings. We'll see you in the spring. But if you want to, you can stay and you can play. You'll practice, you'll travel, you'll go right on. And in 2004, my son was a prime example. He said, yeah, I'm going to stay here with this team. He has a ring, you know, for being there on that his freshman year. So you can't beat that.
That's great. It is going to be a little bit different tonight when it comes to halftime. They're going to do the traditional homecoming activities, and the band will play afterwards tonight.
Yeah.
Something that we're not used to throughout the season except for homecoming. But, you know, both teams are out on the field finishing up their warm-ups. And we're going to see a band pregame. You know, they're going to do the pregame.
Do the national anthem. Yeah, the band is getting ready. I mean, this week, they're going to have, let's see, next week, and then they've got to go to a competition at Plant High School in Tampa.
Yeah.
So, really, this is going to be a night that you're not going to really see that full show tonight, but you'll probably see it next week for sure.
There are some really big games in our region tonight, if you think about it. Of course, us here tonight.
Yep.
Then you've got McEachern.
You
got the big one across town, Colquitt and Valdosta, which is going to be a big game. We'll try to keep everybody updated on the scores as we get them. McEachern is traveling to Camden to play tonight.
Wow.
My understanding. So that's going to be a good ball game. Maybe a underperforming Camden team is going to face a really good McEachern ball club that is clicking on all cylinders. So some tough competition in region play tonight.
There really is. You said just some great ball games all the way around. We see the Bulldogs have started to head into the locker room. The Vikings finishing up here. The band is beginning coming out. I went to the bonfire. I noticed you were there last night, too, with your boys. Just a great time. The 50th anniversary of the first graduating class of Lowndes High School. We talk about some of the things about high schools being 100 years old and even more. Lowndes has done a lot in 50 years. They've got graduating classes that I know some of that first graduating class. I see them around town. It's not that long ago. And to hear the stories of what Lowndes High School was like the first few years, how the football team evolved, how all of the different sports came about. But it's just a great little legacy in only 50 years.
Yeah, I agree. You talk about the state championships that have been won, the great basketball programs, girls' basketball program, softball, had some really good baseball teams in the past. And you're right, in a 50-year snapshot, this program is doing well for itself, I think.
Yeah, I mean, congratulations to Valdosta, of course, the winningest high school football team in America. But how long has Valdosta High School been around?
That's right.
And they've been around a long time. How 50 years from now, what's Lowndes going to look like as far as games won and things like that? If we continue in the past we have over these last couple of years, you know, this is going to be a very, very successful program, even more than it is today.
Yeah, Vikings have made their way off the field. The band is making their way onto the field to do the pregame activities.
Yeah, normally, and we'll take one more break here on the countdown to kickoff as they get out here and start the national anthem. And, of course, the prayer. Just a great spectacle. If you get a chance to get here to a game live, if you haven't been in a while, get out here. It's a great night. The band, the atmosphere, the pageantry of high school football here at Lowndes High School, it's just a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of fans here tonight. The home side is already filling up. It's going to look like a sellout. Across the way, of course, we've got a lot of Viking fans that buy tickets on the other side. They like tickets on the other side. Mount Zion has brought a few fans as well. They're around the middle of the field. So it's going to be a great night tonight. And I want to remind everybody, here comes the band onto the field. I love how they come onto the field.
Yeah, I agree.
They just kind of rush out here.
What were you going to remind everybody? Coach's show, maybe?
Yeah, the Coach's show Tuesday night. Be sure and listen to it live right here on 99.5 Kick Country. But more importantly, get out to the show and see it live. At the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games, you can't beat it. If you get out there, get to see these kids, interact with them. I told Coach McPherson after I interviewed all four of the players of the week last week, off air, I was telling him, I said, you've got a really great group of kids. This is a bunch of guys that are respectful, they enjoy the game, and they love to play it.
Yeah, meet the kids, too. I mean, that's the best part is getting to put a face with a number, because we're used to Michael Barrett being number one. We're used to Eric Paulo being number 89. So to actually see them and listen to them on the radio, some of those guys could put a headset on right now and start talking on the radio. So
yeah,
those guys do good work on the football field and great athletes and great academic and really yes sir, no sir kind of stuff. It's just a testament to their upbringing and what Coach Mack has done to this ball club.
Yeah, it really has. As the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen have made their way onto the field, we're going to take a five-minute break here on the countdown to kickoff. When we come back, we'll be ready to bring you this football game tonight against the Bulldogs of Mount Zion High School. We'll be back after this five-minute break. You're listening to the Viking Radio Network on 99.5 Kick Country.
For the Lowndes High Vikings. Our Vikings.
I got it. And welcome back to the Lowndes Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by The Beanery, skillfully roasted, artfully blended, and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services, located at 2405 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Also on the web at www.peacewaycms.com. As the Lowndes High Vikings spell out the word Vikings on the field. And coming up from the field, the big guy, Wes James. How are you, Mr. James?
Well, I tell you what, down on the field, I wish I could explain the mood of the team and the coaches. It's like homecoming. Let's get this game. Let's do what we need to do, because the next 4 weeks is football.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, this is a good game to tune up tonight and not to look ahead and jump ahead, but you got Ware County coming up, an off week, and then you jump right into region play. And this is the time you really got to get ready. This is the time.
Yeah, you want to start peaking at the right time. You know what I mean? You want to start playing some really good football, really disciplined football, the right times throughout the year. From here on out, there's no games that are going to go overlooked. You know, we got to play good football the rest of the year, or we could be sitting at home. We got an off week, the last week of the season.
Yes.
We'd hate for that to be, you know,
at
the end of the week, so end of the season.
It is as the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen get ready to form and have the Vikings come out of the field house. One of the things that In the Game magazine did the other day, they showed a video of, have you ever wondered what it's like to come out and rush out onto Martin Stadium on the field? And it was really a neat thing to see it from the inside.
Coach Mack says a little prayer in there. All the lights are off. He walks out, closes the door, and all of a sudden, here they come.
Yep, they do. I know that we've seen it from the outside countless times, and a lot of fun to see it. But it really, to see that aspect of it, I know that we've got the captains tonight.
Captains tonight, first for Mount Zion, number 52, Tyree Leonard, number 32, Raymond Hill, number 6, Corey Turner, and number 10, Emmanuel Clark. A couple of impact players there for us tonight. Then for your Vikings, we've got number 40, Devon Holmes, number 68, Hunter Finley, number 10, Jeff Davis, and number 25, Xavier Jenkins.
They will make their way out onto the 50. We'll have Barty down there on the sideline, at the 50 to get the coin toss. Find out who wins the toss, who receives, who kicks to get tonight's game underway. 3 minutes, 30 seconds showing on the clock before tonight's game is to begin. I want to thank everybody again for joining us on the Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services, along with the Beanery. Thank you for their support this year of the Countdown to Kickoff. And as we head into the play tonight, we'll have, of course, Wes James over there doing play-by-play. Taylor Biddle doing color. Down on the sideline will be Marty Rogers. And I'll be back with you at halftime as we hopefully will be talking about lead and a lot of stats and things to talk about as we head into halftime. So be sure and stay with us all night tonight. Be sure and check our website, thevikingvoice.com, for stats and all the different things that you'll want to look at. I'll have those up tonight, usually about 11:30, 12 o'clock, depends on, you know, when we get out of here. But I'll get those uploaded as soon as I get home and get those on the website so you'll have the stats available as well. I want to thank Page Heating and Air for their sponsorship of our stats.
Stop. Look. Listen, guys. Here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
Bulldog coin tonight, 1981.
Bulldog,
bulldog, schedule, schedule. Okay, you call it loud enough where Mr. Weesey can hear, then I'll
flip.
Yes,
yes.
Heads it is. You want the football or you want to defer?
I want to defer.
Defer, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you won the toss. Defer. You want the football. You want to defend.
Guys, we will be receiving as they won the toss and led it to them.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Got about a minute and 30 seconds to go. We're going to take a 60-second break. We'll be right back.